Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump is on his way to France to attend this weekend's G7 summit of the leaders of large economies. Before leaving the White House Friday night, he spoke with reporters and again criticized Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
No, I'm not happy with Jay Powell. I don't think he's doing a good job at all. I don't think he's much of a chess player, but I've got him, so, you know, that's what I have. That's what I have. What can I tell you? He's not much of a chess player.
On another matter, the president said he was not concerned about Friday's declines on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged more than 600 points after the president tweeted negative comments about China, seeming to intensify the U.S.-China trade war. And after the markets closed, the president announced more tariffs on Chinese goods. The Trump administration is making changes to the agency that runs the nation's immigration court system. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the revisions were immediately denounced by the Immigration Judges Union as a power grab.
The agency is called the Executive Office for Immigration Review, and it's an arm of the Justice Department. Under the interim rule announced Friday, the agency's director will have the power to issue appellate decisions in immigration cases that have not been decided within an allotted time frame. The president of the Immigration Judges Union says the new rule is an unprecedented attempt to dismantle the immigration courts by giving a single political appointee the power to take over a case. Last week, the administration announced an effort to decertify the Immigration Judges Union. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
Protesters in Hong Kong formed human chains across the city Friday in a show of solidarity. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, it was also an appeal for support from the international community.
Free Hong Kong! Democracy now! Free Hong Kong! Democracy now!
Organizers say 135,000 people held hands and formed lines across Hong Kong Island in the Kowloon Peninsula. The event was dubbed the Hong Kong Way, modeled after the Baltic Way, protests against Soviet rule in Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania exactly 30 years ago. Protesters say that despite nearly 3 months of street protests, three of which involved over a million marchers and some which have turned violent, the government continues to ignore their demands. Therefore, they have no choice but to appeal for foreign support. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Hong Kong.
Brazil's president is ordering the military to fight huge fires raging in the Amazon. President Jair Bolsonaro says that Brazilian forces will act strongly to contain the blazes and fight illegal deforestation in the Amazon. Previously, Bolsonaro had criticized rainforest protection as an obstacle to Brazil's economic development. This is NPR News. Officials in Alaska say hundreds of people had to leave their homes because of a wildfire burning north of Anchorage. They say at least 50 buildings have been destroyed. It's called the McKinley Fire and began Sunday night. Fire officials say it's now nearly 6 square miles and is about 10% contained. Billionaire political activist David Koch has died. Steve Beckner reports he left a legacy of philanthropy and controversy.
Koch, who died at age 79 after a long battle with prostate cancer, left an indelible mark on politics over the past few decades. With a net worth of more than $42 billion, stemming from his stake in his family's conglomerate Koch Industries, he was a darling of conservatives, a nemesis to liberals and progressives. Koch donated millions of dollars to the arts and medical research, but the one-time libertarian vice presidential candidate, with his older brother Charles, was best known for bankrolling an array of conservative causes and campaigns. He stridently opposed President Obama, but as a free trader, he also opposed President Trump's tariff wars and efforts to close the southern border. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor in her pancreas, and she's now cancer-free. The statement says she will not need any additional treatment, but will continue to have periodic blood tests and scans. At 86, Ginsburg is the oldest member of the Supreme Court and has been treated for various cancers over the past 20 years. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.